Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Super pumped about this guy, David Onyemata, being our guest here on the American Bank and Trust Players Show. Welcome in to Sports Talk, live from Hooters on Vets in Metairie. David, really can't wait to dive into your story. And first off, happy birthday, belatedly. And thanks for coming out and doing the show.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
Your story is so fascinating in so many ways. We were just talking a little bit off the air. You were very late introduction to football.
Yeah.
Being from Nigeria, was there a sport that did you play before getting introduced to football?
As a kid, I played soccer growing up, so I was a really huge soccer fan growing up.
Okay. I can't imagine a guy of your size playing that sport.
Nah, funny enough, I'm actually smooth. Like, I'm really
no. I know you. I know you're smooth. I'm just saying, like, it's as a soccer. If I were on the opposing team, I'd be like, my goodness. You don't typically see soccer players running 300 pounds. You know, 290, 300. So, walk me through this. How'd you just from Nigeria to here, and then on into high school, and then college. And just walk me through that.
So I went to high school back in Nigeria, in Lagos. That's where I grew up. But ended up moving out to Canada in 2011 for college. Then while I was out there that fall semester, I figured, you know, to do something extra with my time. So I went to my head football coach's office, like in college, and, you know, try to see if I could understand this game called football. So he gave me an opportunity. He let me come out there. I was out there for the entire first year, not knowing exactly what was going on, you know. So once that was done, 4 years after that, I got to play. And by my third year, I was starting and everything. So it was pretty awesome. Then I got invited after my senior year to the East-West Shrine Game. Yeah, so I was out there. I had a good practice. I had a great week out there, and that's kind of where it all picked up for me.
Manitoba College in Canada.
Yeah.
And so let's rewind a little bit, though, going back to when you started learning the game. How hard was it at the very basic level for you to learn it?
At first, it was just trying to even know who was on the field, like know who the Mike or the wheel backer was, or know who the Sam was, or the safety or the corner. Like it was that for me going, like, starting. Then to actually, like, get into plays and, like, get into the playbook itself. Like, at first watching the game on TV, I just thought people went out there and just pretty much chased the quarterback. Like, just actually chased the quarterback. But I didn't know there was, like, you had to game plan. You had to, like, actually game plan and, like, really in-depth, you know.
And you also learned a different brand of football in Canada. They play it differently.
Definitely. It's a 12-man, like, 12-man football, three downs, you know. Like, it's a bigger field, you
and
know.
Weren't you a yard further off the ball?
Yeah, you have to be a yard off the ball. That's, like, the neutral zone. So it was a little different, you know. Like, the goal the extra point, the post was right
on the goal line.
Yeah, right on the goal line. So that's like that was like really.
It used to be that way in the NFL years and years
really?
ago.
Really? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, in the 60s, 70s, early 70s. Yeah, I can't remember exactly what year they switched it and put it in the back. It makes total sense. So when did you start at Manitoba?
2011. Like, that's when I started playing football. Like,
okay.
Yeah, 2011. The fall of 2011, that's when I actually go out there and actually put the pads on. Yeah.
So, your first game, do you remember it?
My first game?
In college.
I actually don't.
You don't?
No, I don't.
It was probably all a blur, right? Because you were still trying to learn?
At that point, like, my first game, it was like, they were like putting me out there for a couple snaps and, just kind of put me in there.
When did you realize, okay, I've got a decent grasp on this sport. I kind of I'm figuring it out. Mm-hmm. When did that happen?
I'd say it was towards it was like around like my last year in college. Yeah, I'd say because at that point I'd seen so much. I tried to like reach out to certain people, talk to like certain pros. Either it was like people who played in the CFL or whatever. Just you know, just talk to them and see how you know see what they were thinking like. When they went out there and kind of be on the same, try and get on the same level with them and see how they play and what they see and certain things like that. So that actually like really helped me.
I remember the day you got drafted. Yeah. Day and we all in the media, we all have our different areas where we have research. You know, we know the guys and all the guys that played in college in the States. And then they selected David Onyemata. Yeah. And I was like, huh? Honestly. We were all going, who is he?
Yeah.
And then we talked to your coach mm-hmm. up there, and he spoke glowingly Definitely. Of you. And then we started learning about Manitoba College. And then what was that like getting drafted? Having just learned the sport 3 years prior.
Just, you know, coming in at that point, like all I wanted in general was an opportunity, you know, just to get to play the game. Like that's literally all I wanted, an opportunity. And that it was perfect timing, perfect organization, took their time with me, like everything. So it was, you know, just coming out of college and just knowing like the interest like actually from the Saints and my like everyone in the whole organization and everything, just you know coming in and picking me. Because before that, funny enough, was I think it might have been Green Bay or something. Yeah, that's called.
I've heard this that version of the story, and I'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
But did they prior to the draft? Did they show you any kind of attention? Did they let on to anything that they wanted you to work out or anything like that?
No, I just did like a ton of visits, but I had a pro day in Canada, and the Saints sent. The old D-line coach, Bill Johnson.
Bill Johnson?
Yeah, they sent Bill Johnson out there. And I think it was Philadelphia sent another coach. And other teams just sent, like, people from their organizations. So.
So let's get to the Green Bay possibility, all right? So you're represented by Carter Chow, right?
Yeah, I am.
He also represents Sean Payton.
Yeah.
So there might have been a little, hey, you know, I'm gonna help you out here. You gotta check this guy David Onyemata out. Just that might have happened. That's kind of neat to think about. David, so you get drafted. Your first year, first couple of years. I'm sure there was probably another steep learning curve, right?
Yeah,
going from that brand of football.
Yeah, it's a different game. It's a lot faster, but once you get a grasp of it, you kind of everything kind of slows down and. That's a really huge thing, like, because once you first get in, there's so much going on, like, so much personal, so much this and that. But once you understand that, like, you finally come into your own and you get like, you have way better understanding of the game.
Have you? This is what, year four for you?
Yeah, this is year four.
Okay, so have you at all just for fun turned on your first year tape and just watched just to see? The difference?
No, I've never looked. I haven't looked back at it.
I can tell you from a guy, and again, I'm not a trained guy, or coach, but as somebody that's watched the games, and watched you practice, and watched the team, like I can tell there's a drastic difference. Drastic difference.
Definitely. Like every year, it's been my goal to come back better. That's a mindset I go. That's a mindset I go out of with. So every year, if it's something little, just to, you know, to add to your repertoire, like I try to do that wherever it is. Like if it's to go work with, because usually during the off season I go work with Coach Pete Jenkins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I go out there work with Pete Jenkins and everything, like my run fundamentals, my pass fundamentals, like everything. So just like you can never stop learning. That's one thing about this game.
How much has Ryan Nielsen, your D-line coach, helped your growth?
He's been great since I got here. Like, since he got here, he's been awesome. Like, just having him, you know, having him out here. And he was the one to put me on Coach Pete. Like, so it's, you know, like, it's fundamentals, technique, and just preaching the right things for players. Like, just having, because think about it. We've got such a great group of guys, like, regardless of where everyone's, like, all from, like, we all play the same fundamentals, we all play the same technique and everything. So it's really awesome having that.
You mentioned coming to the organization of the New Orleans Saints, yeah. And I would agree with you, it's a very well-run Definitely. Organization. But also, you could have come to a better city.
Yeah, this city is amazing.
This city's pretty
neat,
right? Yeah,
definitely, it is.
What's your favorite thing in this city?
What's my favorite thing? I'll try and go eat. Like, I don't, because during the season, I don't eat out too much, but I try, like, go out and eat and just kind of experience the city. Sometimes, like, when I have people, like, come down here, we just go to Frenchman Street and just have them, like, experience that part of town, and it's unique, like, just going out there and seeing what the city is actually all about and exploring the city and having a feel for it. So it's a great city, man.
I'm sure you've talked to other guys around the league.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to know your thoughts. The connection that this fan base has mm-hmm. to this team, it's different probably in other NFL cities. And you guys got – it's almost college-esque, yeah. if you will. Do you agree with that?
From my point of view, like, especially like times where we can come back from games and it could be like 1 a.m. and there's people outside the airport. It's – like, just seeing that just, you know, warms your heart, and it's really awesome. And just the fan base on game days, like, it's loud in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's loud in there. Like, sometimes you can't actually even, you know, hear. Like, it's hella loud.
Have you seen visibly on your opponents
yeah.
where it's on their face that they can't hear.
Yeah, they actually can't hear.
It's visible
hear.
That you can see that?
You can actually see that because guys are, like, trying to get closer to a quarterback to actually hear the game, like, to hear the call. So you actually see things like that, and you just, like, you're so happy about that, just being out here and having everyone, you know. Like, there's certain organizations you go to, and it's not like that, you know. So
how often do you get back to Nigeria?
I've been trying to go back once a year, you know, like during the off season, go back once, like, see, because my whole family is still out there, so
yeah,
you know, I try to get back once a year, just go see them, like, chill with them.
Your parents get to come and watch you play?
My parents haven't actually seen me play football ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they watch it on TV?
No, they haven't seen it on TV. They might have seen highlights. That's about it.
They've never seen you play a game.
No, they've never seen me play a game.
Wow.
So,
were you familiar with Christian Okoye, the Nigerian nightmare running back for the Chiefs?
I heard about him. Like, I've seen the videos. I've seen everything, but I've never, like, met him in person. Yeah.
Yeah, he's. I mean, I remember when I was growing up, yeah. he was playing, and that was one tough dude.
Definitely,
he was tough. Hanging out with David Onyemata here at the American Bank & Trust Players Show. This is Sports Talk on WWLAMFM.com. Hanging out with David Onyemata, Saints defensive lineman here at Hooters on Vets and Metairie for the American Bank & Trust Players Show. And David, I was talking a little bit during the break with you. Are you doing anything to introduce American football to your native Nigeria?
That would be something great. Myself, I'm trying to do something with a couple of other athletes in the NFL from Africa, just like Ziggy Ansah, just to bring awareness, you know, of the game down to Africa, just so people actually could see it's possible. You know, that would be awesome. You know, bringing that out there and kind of putting that into the school system, I would say, like the high school system, that would be really huge, you know. So that would be something I would love to be a part of, yeah.
That would be cool. So you told me earlier you like to eat.
Yeah.
All right. So what's your favorite New Orleans dish?
Favorite, I would say the charboiled oysters.
Okay, yeah, you like the char grill, huh?
The charboiled oysters are really good. You can never go wrong with them. Yeah, no. You can.
What was it like coming over here? Because we eat differently over here. We, you know, crawfish, yeah. oysters. What was that like for you to experience that?
Nah, but the thing about it, like, you've been looking forward to try them them meals. So, just like the crawfish, I never had crawfish before I came here. So, the first time ever trying it, it was actual, like, work. It was actual work to get, like, the meat out of it. But it's awesome, man. Like, good food. It just tastes so good. So much flavor in it, like. But what was it? Earlier this year, we went to the Crawfish Fest in Mandeville.
Okay.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, you did right.
Yeah.
Your former teammate, Zach Streif, is now the play-by-play voice of the Saints. Yep. How cool is that to see that?
You know, just going from being an athlete to, you know, being a play-by-play person for the Saints. So it's just, you know, it's who he is, and he's always around the facility, always around the players. Like, he played for a long time, too.
12 years.
So, you know, he's experienced it all. He's seen it all. He won a Super Bowl. Like, he's seen it all.
I would imagine you guys are all ears whenever he's willing to talk to you guys about tips, advice, stuff like that.
Definitely.
Besides Cam Jordan, who's the comic relief in the D line room?
The comic relief.
Who's the funny guy?
There's a ton. It's a ton of clowns. Like, Shy is a clown.
Is he?
Yeah, Shy is actually a clown. Shy, Mario, Stallworth. Yeah, it's a lot. Like, it's a lot. It's a funny room. It's a great room to be in too. You know, like, it's never a boring time at meetings. So.
Someone also told me that you're as mild and laid back as you are right now on the radio, pretty chill. Someone told me, though, when you buckle up that chin strap, you turn into a little bit of a different guy.
Sometimes you just, you know, like, I go out there and play the game as hard as possible. And
that's the way it should be played.
As possible. So certain things get said and, you know, certain conversations happen, but you just go. You just go on to the next play.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Are you the strongest guy on the team?
Strongest guy? I don't know. I don't really.
I've been told that by like five people.
I don't really brag about the strength. I just, you know, I just go in there and do it. Yeah.
Dan Dalrymple said that you're the strongest player he's been around.
Yeah. Damn. I just go in there and do it. Like, I just, if it's.
Were you lifting a lot before you got to the States?
Yeah, in college I was lifting a lot because what happened was my second year in college, we got a new strength and conditioning coach, and we started doing Olympic weightlifting stuff, and I just fell in love with that, and ever since then, it's just, it helped me, like, build my strength, because I remember when I first got out there, and I couldn't bench two plates. Yeah, like
in college.
Yeah, 225. I couldn't bend that. It was just the fact, like, I hadn't done it before. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but once I started doing it, and it just, you know, it just started feeling easier. And
what do you bench now?
I haven't maxed my bench in a long time.
The last time you maxed your bench, what was it?
405.
3 reps.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd say that's strong.
Yeah.
I'd say that's strong. I might be able to do 40.
Yeah.
But that would be about it. Once. David, so on game day, man, when you're getting ready a couple hours before kickoff, an hour before kickoff, do you have any superstitions in your routine or anything?
A little. Yeah. I start, like, everything I start off everything with my left side.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of like my go-to.
Left sock first.
Yeah, like left sock first, left shoe first. Like, when I tape my fingers, left hand first. Like, it all starts with my left. So I've always talked to that.
Is it that goes back to when you started playing?
Yeah, it goes back to my first ever time playing football. Yeah.
I'm just that story is fascinating to me. How much more do you think? Like, if you could describe your growth from year one in the NFL to year four, how would you describe that?
It's been a massive jump, you know. Like, you know, first of all, coming in, trying to understand what's going on, then you know, actually seeing all the blocks and everything you could get, then actually understanding and actually seeing, like, actually telling what kind of blocks you're going to get. Because on the, like, how we talk with Coach Ryan, like, we have names for, like, certain blocks. So we already know, like, when we talk, we actually, like, talk on, like, a different level, you know, like.
Different language.
Yeah, so it's like we actually, like, talk about blocks and actually talk about certain blocks and certain movements that will tell you what kind of block you're going to get, what kind of path the guard is going to take, or when he steps down, what he does with his backside arm or something. Like, we go in-depth like that, so it's just more of an understanding, you know, like just understanding the game a little better, being a player of the game.
Do you have a pregame meal that you go to? Is there one food that you eat before game?
No, for breakfast I usually just get like a waffle and an omelet. That's it. Okay. Yeah.
Is that every time?
Yeah, every time.
So every game.
Every game for breakfast I get a waffle and an omelet. Yeah.
What about on the field, hour before kickoff or so, you're out there, got the headphones on.
Yeah.
What's the music of choice to get you pumped and ready to go?
I kind of listen to everything, but, like, my go-to before we get out there, it's Disturbed.
Disturbed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's it by?
It's a group. It's okay. It's like a hard rock group.
Hard rock?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to check them out.
Yeah.
Disturbed. It's right there in the title.
It's right, the name of the band. Right,
you can tell it's probably pretty hardcore.
It's right up there. You know it. Yeah.
David, what's the thing about New Orleans that you totally just fell in love with? This city has a way of grabbing you.
Definitely. It's just like the love you get from the city. Yeah, it's a love you get from the city. You go. You can never go wrong with anything. You go somewhere for the first time and people recognize you, and it's just all love, like, from everywhere. Like, when my people come out here, like, people I went to college with, they visited me a couple times. When they come out here, everyone is just so friendly and so inviting. So that's, like, a really big thing.
Has your college coach been come to see me play?
Nah, he's never seen me play. He hasn't been here to see me play, but he's what the games. Like,
sure.
He usually, like, texts me after games. Yeah, so
I'm sure he's. You know, still, I'm sure that program is super proud of you.
Definitely. It's just, you know, just representing the program, representing where it all started from. You know, like they were the first people to give me an opportunity, and they let me go out there, even though they didn't know what the future had been planned for, like, had in stock for me. But they just let me go out there and just, you know. From my first year, I wasn't doing anything for the program. My first year, I was just there. So, yeah.
But what was that conversation? You just said, "All right, I'm gonna go. I'm walking into the coach's office and tell him I want to play football."
So it was like, I think I was done classes that day, and I walked down to where their offices were. And what happened before then? I'd been there a couple of times, but he wasn't in his office. So the one time I actually went and I saw him in the office, when I walked by, he actually thought it was a player, like a current player, and it was just me there. And I was mm-hmm. like, you know what? I'm trying to give this thing a try, like football. Like, it's not like I was in it to get, like, I was just in it to.
You just wanted to learn the game.
Yeah, just, you know, like, I had extra time. Like, I just, you know, I just wanted to do something else. So I walked in there. He was like, you know what? If you could come in today, like, tonight for practice, because we always practice late. We practice after school. But he was like, you know, come down tonight. You get fitted for pads and your helmet and everything. And that's how it all started.
What was that like the first time you put on a helmet?
I was in my stance for a couple times on my neck started to hurt. Yeah, so that was one thing I actually remember. Like, I was in my three-point stance for a long time, and my neck just was heavy. Yeah.
What'd you major in?
Environmental science.
Environmental science?
Yeah.
So your head coach was readily accepted, just said it that matter of fact, like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. There was
no hesitation.
No, he was like, you know what, sure, just come out there today and just. But the thing is, like, the fact, because it seemed like there's actually people who people who had tried it, but no one actually stuck to it. Because it's a whole year just being out there, and the whole team has your whole thing going on, and you're just on the side just with an old player. I was with one of our older players, then RJ Skinner is like, we were just on the side. He played D-line as well. So I'll just be in my stands, get out my stands, be in my stands, get out my stands the entire day, like while everyone's out there actually practicing.
How were you received amongst your teammates? In other words, did a lot of them teach you and try to help you and coach you?
They kind of just everything they did, because I would make mistakes. So the linebackers would just fit off of me. Like if I went in the wrong gap my first year, linebackers would fit off of me, and then my D-line coach would be like, "Great job!" Like telling them how great of a job they did, just fitting off of my mistakes. So. Yeah,
but were they helpful in terms of, you know, off the field? Hey,
this is what this means,
et cetera.
First of all, with school, there were guys who actually helped me with school. Like my first year of college, like there were guys who actually we didn't have. It's not like colleges out here where you know like it's funded and everything.
Yeah.
Like it's not one of them ones. So there were guys who actually like helped with. You know, we would have like study time with the guys, but it's actually seniors would actually like go book a room or something, and we'd just go in there and study. And if you had anything, if you needed help with something, they would like go out of their way to actually help you.
David, thank you so much.
Definitely.
That's a wrap on the American Bank and Trust Players Show, live at Hooters on Vets and Menor here on WWL.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.